Muchos de ustedes me han estado pidiendo que hiciera un video con las frases idiomáticas más importantes en inglés. Las frases idiomáticas son frases que no puedes traducir palabra por palabra y tienes que saberlas de memoria nada más. Así que tomé todos los videos que tuve y elegí las más importantes que sí vas a querer saber si es que quieres poder comunicar en inglés. Si tú quieres más lecciones como esta, por favor avísame en los comentarios. Y si aprendes cualquier frase idiomática nueva también, por favor avísame en los comentarios. Ya, empecemos. Y si tú quieres educar tu oído 100% gratis, tengo un entrenamiento que me tomó meses crear que puedes bajar hoy en día 100% gratis. Educa tu oído hoy. Enlace en el primer comentario. To each his own. To each his own. A cada uno lo suyo.
It's not what it looks like.
Hey, to each his own, man.
It's not what it looks like.
Hey, to each his own, man.
To each his own, buddy. To each his own, buddy.
Lo usamos para decir que cada uno es libre de gustar o hacer lo que quiera, ¿no? To each his own. De la pronunciación, to each. Cheese. Muchas veces vamos a comer la H de his, to each his, to each his, sin la Z, to each his zone, to each his zone. Mucha vinculación ahí, to each his zone.
It's not what it looks like.
Hey, to each his own, man.
It's not what it looks like.
Hey, to each his own, man.
To each his own, buddy, each his own, buddy.
Not for the faint of heart. Not for the faint of heart. No apto para los cardíacos.
The story of my life is not for the faint of heart.
The story of my life is not for the faint of heart.
They say that this trip is not for the faint of heart.
They say that this trip is not for the faint of heart.
Quiere decir que esta situación es muy difícil, ¿ya? And it's not for the faint of heart. Esta situación puede ser un viaje, un estudio. Por ejemplo, learning English, aprender inglés. Learning English is not for the faint of heart. Y vamos a vincular faint of, faint of, faint of heart.
The story of my life is not for the faint of heart.
The story of my life is not for the faint of heart.
They say that this trip is not for the faint of heart.
They say that this trip is not for the faint of heart.
Silver tongue. Lengua de plata.
You must have quite the silver tongue, Jack.
You must have quite the silver tongue, Jack.
You got a silver tongue, and you'd say anything.
You got a silver tongue, and you'd say anything.
¿Qué quiere decir silver tongue? He has a silver tongue. Si alguien tiene un silver tongue, lo que quiere decir es que pueden conmover con sus palabras, como tienen el don de la palabra, ¿no? Son muy elocuentes cuando hablan y pueden convencer a la gente de cualquier cosa. Quizás como el Dale Anders acá por YouTube, ¿no? He has a silver tongue. De la pronunciación acá, queremos enfatizar la primera sílaba, silver. Silver, silver tongue.
You must have quite the silver tongue, Jack.
You must have quite the silver tongue, Jack.
You got a silver tongue, and you'd say anything.
You got a silver tongue, and you'd say anything.
Eat your heart, and eat your heart out.
Eat your heart out, Julia Child. Eat your heart out, Julia Child.
But Warden Bernstein, eat your heart out.
Warden Bernstein, eat your heart out.
Literalmente, cómete tu corazón. Pero el significado, eso sería la traducción literal, el significado es muerte de envidia. ¿Ya? Si quieres decir a alguien que tú estás haciendo algo muy bien y ellos como son muy envidiosos, puedes decir eat your heart out, eat your heart out, ¿ok? De la pronunciación eat your, eat your. Vamos a vincular ahí, también reducir el your a your, eat your, eat your, eat your heart out, heart out. Articulando con la R suave.
Eat your heart out, Julia Child.
Eat your heart out, Julia Child.
But Warden Bernstein, eat your heart out.
But Warden Bernstein, eat your heart out.
On the nose.
Palazar, I want 500 on the nose.
Palazar, I want 500 on the nose.
Your diagnosis was right on the nose.
Your diagnosis was right on the nose.
On the nose. Usamos on the nose cuando algo es muy preciso, exacto, exactamente correcto. ¿Ya? Cuando ves una situación así, perfecta. That's on the nose. That's on the nose. De la pronunciación nose. Z. Nota el sonido Z al final. Nose. Nose.
Palazar, I want 500 on the nose.
Palazar, I want 500 on the nose.
Your diagnosis was right on the nose.
Your diagnosis was right on the nose.
To play it by ear. Improvisar.
You're right. Let's play it by ear.
You're right. Let's play it by ear.
We'll play it by ear.
We'll play it by ear.
Creo que viene de tocar música y no estar leyendo notas, más como tocando una canción al solo escucharla. Quiere decir improvisar, no seguir un plan fijo. ¿Ya? Si alguien te dice, oye, vamos a hacer un viaje este fin de semana por la costa y quiero hacer todo un plan y decir lo que vamos a hacer, puedes decir, let's play it by ear. Vamos a improvisar. No necesitamos un plan fijo. Let's play it by ear.
You're right. Let's play it by ear.
You're right.
Let's play it by ear.
We'll play it by ear.
We'll play it by ear.
Seize the day. Seize the day. Aprovecha el día.
Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
I must seize the day.
I must seize the day.
Aprovechar al máximo a este momento. Let's seize the day. Let's seize the day.
Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
I must seize the day.
I must seize the day.
Light at the end of the tunnel. Luz al final del túnel.
There's supposed to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
There's supposed to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
There was light at the end of the tunnel.
There was light at the end of the tunnel.
Light, luz, at the end, al final, of the tunnel, del túnel. Quiere decir que al final del túnel, y el túnel representa como un periodo difícil en tu vida, por X razones, ¿no? Que hay esperanza al final. Hay una luz ahí, estás pasando por un periodo de oscuridad, pero al final hay esperanza de algo mejor, ¿ya? Eso. Light at the end of the tunnel. Y vamos a vincular light at the end of, the end of. The end of the tunnel. Light at the end of the tunnel.
There's supposed to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
There's supposed to be a light at the end of the tunnel.
There was light at the end of the tunnel.
There was light at the end of the tunnel.
So to speak. So to speak. Recuérdalo como un fragmento acá. No trates de analizar la gramática acá. Por así decirlo.
Bill was always the answer, so to speak.
Bill was always the answer, so to speak.
He surprised me in the tub, so to speak.
He surprised me in the tub, so to speak.
Sí, eso es una forma de decirlo. So to speak. So to speak. Nota la pronunciación acá. So to. Vamos a reducir el to a un ta. Ta, sonido de schwa, so ta, pero también vamos a vincular las dos palabras con una R suave. Soda, soda, que suena igual a un refresco en inglés. Soda, so to speak. So to speak.
Bill was always the answer, so to speak.
Bill was always the answer, so to speak.
He spies me in the tub, so to speak.
He spies me in the tub, so to speak.
Fair share. Fair share. Parte justa. Tu parte justa.
Life has given you more than your fair share, Stu.
Life has given you more than your fair share, Stu.
I'll give you a fair share.
I'll give you a fair share.
I just want my fair share. Solo quiero mi parte justa del proyecto, de las ganancias, quién sabe, ¿no? Pero de cualquier cosa que estás hablando ahí. I just want my fair share.
Life has given you more than your fair share, Stu.
Life has given you more than your fair share, Stu.
I'll give you a fair share.
I'll give you a fair share.
To rock the boat. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, Joe. Don't rock the boat, Joe.
Look, I don't want to rock the boat.
Look, I don't want to rock the boat.
Avísame si sabes la traducción exacta en español, pero te voy a decir qué significa, ¿no? Imagínate si estás en un barco chiquitito por el mar y alguien empieza a hacer esta acción. ¿Qué están haciendo? They are rocking the boat. ¿Qué hace? Causa problemas, causa miedo, ¿no? Y vas a decir, hey, don't rock the boat. Ok, eso es una situación literal. Pero don't rock the boat quiere decir, oye, no causes problemas acá, no hay razón de tener argumentos tan fuertes, todo tranquilo. Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, Joe. Don't rock the boat, Joe.
Look, I don't want to rock the boat.
Look, I don't want to rock the boat.
Get down to business. Get down to business. Ponerse manos a la obra.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Can we get down to business now?
Can we get down to business now?
Let's get down to business. Tenemos que empezar a trabajar ya. Manos a la obra, ya. Let's get down to business. Phrasal verb ahí, get down. De la palabra business, business. Queremos enfatizar la primera sílaba y la primera S en business. Vamos a pronunciar con sonido Z. Business.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Can we get down to business now?
Can we get down to business now?
A change of heart. A change of heart, literalmente un cambio de corazón, pero en español, un cambio de opinión.
Maybe she just had a change of heart.
Maybe she just had a change of heart.
I think I've had a change of heart.
I think I've had a change of heart.
I've had a change of heart. Ya cambié mi opinión sobre X cosa, X tema, okay? I've had a change of heart.
Maybe she just had a change of heart.
Maybe she just had a change of heart.
I think I've had a change of heart.
I think I've had a change of heart.
Tooth, tooth and nail. Tooth and nail.
We'd have to fight tooth and nail.
We'd have to fight tooth and nail.
I'm just sick of writing tooth and nail for bread.
I'm just sick of writing tooth and nail for bread.
Para decir tooth and nail, literalmente uñas y dientes, ¿no? Uñas y dientes. Pero quiere decir enforzarse un montón para conseguir algo, ¿ya? We are going to fight tooth and nail. Que vamos a luchar a dientes y uñas, ¿ya? Fight tooth and nail con todo lo que tenemos. Tooth and nail.
We'd have to fight tooth and nail.
We'd have to fight tooth and nail.
I'm just sick of writing tooth and nail for bread.
I'm just sick of writing tooth and nail for bread.
Bad apple. Bad apple. Manzana podrida.
Think we may have a bad apple.
Think we may have a bad apple.
Maybe we got one bad apple, but it's nothing we can't handle.
Maybe we got one bad apple, but it's nothing we can't handle.
Lo usamos no para hablar de las manzanas, más de las personas. Para decir que alguien es un bad apple es como para decir, es una forma de decir que son más o menos mala gente. No están enojados, no es que están pasando por un tiempo difícil ahora mismo, más son mala gente. Y no importa dónde vayan, siempre ahí están causando problemas, peleando con la gente. He's a bad apple. ¿Ya? Él es una mala persona, mala leche, ¿no? She's a bad apple, etc.
Think we may have a bad apple.
Think we may have a bad apple.
Maybe we got one bad apple, but it's nothing we can't handle.
Maybe we got one bad apple, but it's nothing we can't handle.
Si tú quieres que yo te ayude con tu inglés, si quieres que yo te respalde durante tu proceso de aprender inglés y quieres mejorar tu listening, speaking, fluidez y pronunciación, ven a mi curso Fast Fluidez. Enlace en el primer comentario. To wing it.
We'll just have to wing it, I suppose.
We'll just have to wing it, I suppose.
I was worried that you were just gonna wing it.
I was worried that you were just gonna wing it.
Un wing es una ala, ¿ya? En un avión o un ángel, algo así. Wing it quiere decir improvisar, igual a play it by ear, ¿ya? Let's wing it. Vamos a improvisar. No necesitamos un plan fijo. Let's wing it. Nota la pronunciación. Vamos a vincular. Wing it. Wing it. Let's wing it.
We'll just have to wing it, I suppose.
We'll just have to wing it, I suppose.
I was worried that you were just gonna wing it.
I was worried that you were just gonna wing it.
Plead the fifth.
I'd like to plead the fifth.
I'd like to plead the fifth.
I'm gonna plead the fifth. I'm plead the fifth.
Voy a usar la quinta enmienda, ya voy a invocarla. ¿Qué quiere decir? Las enmiendas eran cambios a la Constitución y la quinta nos da el derecho de no contestar cualquier pregunta a la policía, a un juez, en corte, que te podría dañar de cualquier forma. Y si has visto cualquier político en corte, lo van a usar todo el tiempo. I take the fifth. I plead the fifth. The fifth, the fifth. No contestan a nada, ¿no? Así que es eso. Es muy importante de saber, aún si jamás terminas ahí en corte o con una policía, te ayudo porque lo vas a escuchar mucho en películas, ¿ya? Cualquier escena de corte vas a escucharlo. I plead the fifth, the fifth. De la pronunciación tenemos plead, y, mismo y de español, plead, y al final del fifth, fifth. Hay que sacar la lengua, muérdela suavecito. Plead the fifth.
I'd like to plead the fifth.
I'd like to plead the fifth.
I'm gonna plead the fifth. I'm gonna plead the fifth.
La segunda acá, muy usado, ride shotgun.
You get to ride shotgun. You get to ride shotgun.
Can I ride shotgun?
Can I ride shotgun? Ride shotgun, ir de copiloto. ¿Qué quiere decir? Cuatro o cinco personas corriendo a un auto, todos quieren juntar, todos quieren sentar enfrente. Si dices, I got shotgun, yo tengo copiloto, yeah, significa que tú vas enfrente. I got shotgun or I'm riding shotgun.
You get to ride shotgun. You get to ride shotgun.
Can I ride shotgun?
Can I ride shotgun?
Ballpark figure.
Give me a ballpark figure. How much?
Give me a ballpark figure. How much?
Give me a ballpark figure.
Give me a ballpark figure.
Ballpark, una palabra, un sustantivo compuesto ahí. Ballpark figure. Quiere decir como una cifra aproximada. Lo usamos mucho para decir, oye, dame un estimado, nada más. Estás pidiendo un precio de alguien y dicen, pues no sé, es muy difícil decir cuánto cuesta, pa, pa, pa. Ok, give me a ballpark figure. Dame un estimado. Acentuación de la palabra ballpark. Ballpark. Figure. Ballpark. Y es un E y no un I, así que baja la mandíbula un poco. Figure. Figure.
Give me a ballpark figure. How much? Give me a ballpark figure. How much?
Give me a ballpark figure.
Give me a ballpark figure.
La próxima acá. To jump on. Jump on the bandwagon.
Till they got on the bandwagon and fired him too.
Till they got on the bandwagon and fired him too.
I just haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet.
I just haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet.
¿Qué quiere decir? Subirse el tren o a mejor seguir la moda. Quiere decir como unirse a algo, a la moda que todos están usando ya, o también a cualquier cosa, proyecto o partido político que crees que va a tener éxito, ¿no? O yo voy a unirme a ellos porque creo que ellos van a ganar. Esos jump on the bandwagon. Jump on, jump on, jump on, jump on the bandwagon.
Till they got on the bandwagon and fired him too.
Till they got on the bandwagon and fired him too.
I just haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet.
I just haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet.
La próxima acá. Get a foot in the door.
You've already got a foot in the door.
You've already got a foot in the door.
You hardly put a foot in the door. You hardly put a foot in the door.
Get a foot in the door, poner un pie en la puerta, literalmente, pero quiere decir tener la oportunidad. Ok, te voy a dar un ejemplo mejor. Digamos, si tu sueño algún día es ser gerente de un hotel, digamos, ¿no? Y tú sabes que no tienes la experiencia hoy en día de hacerlo, jamás has trabajado como gerente, pero to get a foot in the door, puedes empezar ahí trabajando, lavando platos quizás, y después trabajar arriba, arriba, arriba. Pero get a foot in the door es decir eso, entrar por la puerta nada más para que te abren más oportunidades. Nota la vinculación, get up, get up, get a foot in the door, get a foot in the door.
You've already got a foot in the door.
You've already got a foot in the door.
You hardly put a foot in the door.
You hardly put a foot in the door.
Let the cat out of the bag.
So are you saying that we're never going to let the cat out of the bag?
So are you saying that we're never going to let the cat out of the bag?
We'll let the cat out of the bag. We'll let the cat out of the bag.
Literalmente como dejar el gato salir de la bolsa, ¿no? Quiere decir revelar un secreto descuidamente, revelar un secreto como sin querer revelarlo, hablar mucho y oh, no tenía que decir eso, ¿no? Don't let the cat out of the bag. Don't let the cat out of the bag. Nota la vinculación acá, cat out of, cat out of. Don't let the cat out of the bag.
So are you saying that we're never going to let the cat out of the bag?
So are you saying that we're never going to let the cat out of the bag?
We'll let the cat out of the bag. We'll let the cat out of the bag.
Throw someone under the bus.
He was going to throw you under the bus with me.
He was going to throw you under the bus with me.
I will personally throw you under the bus.
I will personally throw you under the bus.
Literalmente como tirar a alguien abajo del camión, culpar a alguien. Pero como en español sería más como, creo, tirar a alguien a los leones, ¿no? Es hacerle daño a alguien más para una ventaja tuya. Un ejemplo, he was going to throw you under the bus. He was going to throw you under the bus. Él iba a tirarte a los leones.
He was going to throw you under the bus with me.
He was going to throw you under the bus with me.
I will personally throw you under the bus.
I will personally throw you under the bus.
La próxima acá, put up your dukes.
Put up your dukes. Put up your dukes.
Put up your dukes. Put up your dukes.
Subir los puños, ¿no? Your dukes, los puños acá. Put up your dukes quiere decir como prepárate para pelear ya. Put up your dukes. Y a veces ya ese, la parte de dukes quizás es un poco antigua. Igual lo vas a escuchar en películas, pero muchas veces ahora nada más dicen put them up, put them up, put them. Put them up, pero como reducida, ¿no? Put them up. Quiere decir subir los puños. Put them up.
Put up your dukes. Put up your dukes. Put up your dukes. Put up your dukes.
Party animal.
You guys are such party animals. You guys are such party animals.
I see a bunch of party animals. I see a bunch of party animals.
Es un animal de las fiestas, ¿no? Fiestero o parrandero. Una persona que le encanta ir a las fiestas y cuando se va ahí, se pone, toma mucho o ya. Yeah. Sí, le encantan las fiestas, ¿no? He's a party animal. She's a party animal. Party. Party. En los Estados Unidos, con la R suave acá. Party. Party. Animal. Party animal. Party animal.
You guys are such party animals. You guys are such party animals.
I see a bunch of party animals. I see a bunch of party animals.
To wrap, wrap your head around something. Envolver la cabeza sobre algo o alrededor de algo.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
He'll be able to wrap his head around this. He'll be able to wrap his head around this.
Lo que quiere decir encontrar una forma de entender o aceptar una situación quizás difícil o un poco extraño, ¿no? I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Estoy tratando de entenderlo, ¿ya? I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Y it, en la oración, obviamente es la situación que no puedo entender o que me parece tan extraño que no lo puedo creer, ¿ya? El it. De la pronunciación, wrap, wrap your head up, head up. Vinculando acá con la R suave, head around, wrap your head around something.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it. I'm trying to wrap my head around it.
He'll be able to wrap his head around this. He'll be able to wrap his head around this.
Out of the blue. Salió de la nada.
It's not out of the blue. It's not out of the blue.
Mr. Cardinal has just arrived out of the blue. Mr. Cardinal has just arrived out of the blue.
Algo que pasa como repentina y inesperada sale de la nada. Puedes decir, he arrived, él llegó, out of the blue. De la nada. Nadie esperaba que él iba a venir, nadie sabía, no nos avisó, quizás vivimos un lugar lejos, pero él llegó, ¿ya? Out of the blue, out of the blue. Ve la pronunciación, nota acá, out of, la re suave, ¿no? Out of the, saca la lengua, muérdela suavecito, out of the blue, out of the blue.
It's not out of the blue, it's not out of the blue.
Mr. Cardinal has just arrived, out of the blue. Mr. Cardinal has just arrived, out of the blue.
To go behind your back. Ir a tus espaldas, ¿no?
He went behind my back. He went behind my back.
We gotta go behind her back. We gotta go behind her back.
To go behind your back. You went behind my back. Tú fuiste a mis espaldas. A lo mejor tú hiciste algo sin avisarme y normalmente es algo medio mal, algo que me puede dañar o algo que me puede molestar mucho o quizás ya, algo así, ¿no? You went behind my back. You went behind my back.
You went behind my back.
You went behind my back.
We gotta go behind her back. We gotta go behind her back.
Si tú quieres que yo te ayude con tu inglés, si quieres que yo te respalde durante tu proceso de aprender inglés y quieres mejorar tu listening, speaking, fluidez y pronunciación, ven a mi curso Fast Fluidez. Enlace en el primer comentario. To turn a blind eye. Turn a blind eye. ¿Qué quiere decir? Hacer la vista gorda a algo o alguien.
I can't turn a blind eye to murder. I can't turn a blind eye to murder.
We cannot turn a blind eye to bloodshed. We cannot turn a blind eye to bloodshed.
Es elegir ignorar algo que tú sabes que no es correcto y quizás no es legal. Pero tú vas a actuar, fingir como no sabes qué está pasando. You're going to turn a blind eye. Turn a blind eye. Turn a blind eye. Turn a blind eye.
I can't turn a blind eye to murder. I can't turn a blind eye to murder.
We cannot turn a blind eye to bloodshed. We cannot turn a blind eye to bloodshed.
To keep an eye on someone or something. Vigilar algo o alguien.
I'll keep an eye on it. I'll keep an eye on it.
We must keep an eye on Stefano. We must keep an eye on Stefano.
Quiere decir mirar a alguien con cuidado. Say, keep an eye on her. Okay? Míralo, hay que mirarlo con cuidado. Yeah? Keep an eye on him. Hay que vigilarlo un poco ahí. Quizás algo anda mal, algo anda un poco extraño. Keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on. Mucha vinculación acá. Keep an eye on. Vinculando aquí de eye on con sonido Y. Keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on her. Keep an eye on them.
I'll keep an eye on it. I'll keep an eye on it.
We must keep an eye on Stefano. We must keep an eye on Stefano.
To be on the same page. Literalmente, estar en la misma página.
We're on the same page. We're on the same page.
We're on the same page. We're on the same page.
Quiere decir, es una forma de mostrar que estás de acuerdo con lo que alguien está sugiriendo. No, alguien sugiere algo y tú puedes decir, hey, we're on the same page. Estoy de acuerdo contigo, los dos andamos por ahí. We're on the same page.
We're on the same page. We're on the same page.
We're on the same page. We're on the same page.
To move the needle, mover la aguja.
Move the needle with the committee. Move the needle with the committee.
I need to move the needle today.
I need to move the needle today.
Quiere decir hacer algún progreso, quizás en un proyecto notable, ¿ya? Ejemplo, I need to move the needle today. Quiere decir, necesito hacer algún progreso con este proyecto, con lo que estoy ando trabajando hoy. I need to move the needle today.
Move the needle with the committee. Move the needle with the committee.
I need to move the needle today.
I need to move the needle today.
To bite off, bite es morder, no? To bite off more than you can chew. Quiere decir morder más de lo que puedes masticar, literalmente.
This time you bit off more than you can chew.
This time you bit off more than you can chew.
Don't bite off more than you can chew, Stephen.
Don't bite off more than you can chew, Stephen.
Y avísame lo que significa o si tienen una frase igual en tu país, pero quiere decir tratar de hacer algo a empezar a hacer algo que es realmente demasiado difícil para ti, quizás con tu nivel de experiencia ahora mismo. Te preguntan si quieres hacer un proyecto enorme y dices, sí, 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 lo puedo hacer. Pero ya empezando, te das cuenta que you bit off, pasado, bit off more than you can chew. You bit off more than you can chew.
This time you bit off more than you can chew. This time you bit off more than you can chew.
Don't bite off more than you can chew, Stephen.
Don't bite off more than you can chew, Stephen.
Back to the drawing board. Volver a la mesa de dibujo. Back to the drawing board.
All right, everyone, it's back to the drawing board. All right, everyone, it's back to the drawing board.
Sorry, guys. Back to the drawing board. Sorry, guys. Back to the drawing board.
Quiere decir que una idea o un proyecto que estaba trabajando no tuvo éxito y ahora tienen que empezar a idear de nuevo, ¿no? Let's go back to the drawing board. ¿Ya? Volvamos al dibujo, a la mesa de dibujo. Let's go back to the drawing board.
All right, everyone, it's back to the drawing board. All right, everyone, it's back to the drawing board.
Sorry, guys. Back to the drawing board. Sorry, guys. Back to the drawing board.
To have a lot on one's plate. Tener mucho en el plato.
I know you have a lot on your plate. I know you have a lot on your plate.
I have a lot on my plate right now. I have a lot on my plate right now.
No, avísame de nuevo si tienes algo similar o si tienes eso exactamente en tu país. Quiere decir que tienes una gran cantidad de trabajo ahora mismo. Y también puede ser trabajo, el esposo, esposa, los niños, la vida. No, tú puedes decir, I have a lot on my plate right now. Tengo muchas cosas pendientes. Necesito que me des un poco de tiempo. I have a lot on my plate right now.
I know you have a lot on your plate. I know you have a lot on your plate.
I have a lot on my plate right now. I have a lot on my plate right now.
To take something to the next level. The next level. Llevar algo al siguiente nivel.
I want to take the business to the next level. I want to take the business to the next level.
Let's take things to the next level. Let's take things to the next level.
Quiere decir mejorar o desarrollar algo, un proyecto, un negocio, lo que sea, al próximo nivel. I want to take this channel to the next level. Quiero llevar este canal al próximo nivel. I want to take this channel to the next level. Y también lo puedes usar para describir a alguien más. He's next level. She's next level. Quiere decir como, son el óptimo, ¿no? Están en el próximo nivel que ni puedo alcanzar ahí. He's next level. She's next level.
I want to take the business to the next level. I want to take the business to the next level.
Let's take things to the next level. Let's take things to the next level.
To bring something to the table. Literalmente traer algo a la mesa, pero es como aportar algo.
He doesn't bring anything to the table. He doesn't bring anything to the table.
What do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table?
What do you bring to the table? ¿Qué traes a la mesa? ¿Qué vas a aportar a este proyecto, no? What do you bring to the table?
He doesn't bring anything to the table. He doesn't bring anything to the table.
What do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table?
Ahora, to be a blessing in disguise. Quiere decir ser una bendición disfrazada.
I think it is a blessing in disguise. I think it is a blessing in disguise.
Well, maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
Well, maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
Algo que al principio quizás parece algo mal o desafortunado, pero ya después te das cuenta que es una bendición. Quizás, por ejemplo, perder un trabajo que te odiabas y te despiden ahí, que te vayas. Pero ya al momento de salir, te encuentras con el mejor trabajo, el trabajo de tus sueños. ¿Ya? Perder tu trabajo era un blessing in disguise.
I think it is a blessing in disguise. I think it is a blessing in disguise.
Well, maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
Well, maybe it's a blessing in disguise.
To be the last straw. Ser el colmo.
That's it. That's the last straw. That's it. That's the last straw.
It was the last straw. It was the last straw.
El último problema en una serie de problemas que hace que una situación sea imposible de aceptar, ¿ya? That's it. That's the last straw. Eso es todo. Eso es el colmo. Ya no acepto más. That's it. That's the last straw.
That's it. That's the last straw. That's it. That's the last straw.
It was the last straw. It was the last straw.
To give someone a taste of their own medicine. Parece larga, pero no complicada. Darle a alguien como una muestra de su propia medicina, literalmente.
I give her a taste of her own medicine. I give her a taste of her own medicine.
I'm gonna have to give that guy a taste of his own medicine.
Y quiere decir tratar a alguien de cómo te han tratado a ti, ¿ok? Un ejemplo mejor. I gave her a taste of her own medicine. ¿Qué quiere decir? Le di una probada de su propia medicina. Yo la trataba a ella exactamente como ella estaba tratando a mí. Y a lo mejor fue mal. No.
I give her a taste of her own medicine. I give her a taste of her own medicine.
I'm gonna have to give that guy a taste of his own medicine.
I'm gonna have to give that guy a taste of his own medicine.
To be like riding a bike. Ser como andar en bicicleta.
It's like riding a bike. It's like riding a bike.
Dave, push-ups are like riding a bike.
Dave, push-ups are like riding a bike.
Lo usamos para describir un acto que jamás puedes olvidar. No sé por qué, pero para nosotros decimos, avísame si ustedes también lo dicen igual, cuando aprendes ya a correr bicicleta, que jamás lo puedes olvidar, ¿ya? Y hablando de cualquier otra cosa, si alguien te dice, oh, no sé si me acuerda hacer esa acción. It's like riding a bike. You never forget. Es como andar en bicicleta, jamás lo olvidas.
It's like riding a bike. It's like riding a bike.
Dave, push-ups are like riding a bike.
Dave, push-ups are like riding a bike.
Every cloud has a silver lining. No hay mal que por bien no venga.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
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 Lo usamos para hablar de una situación que parece 100% mala, pero para decir que siempre hay una ventaja ahí, aún en una situación mala. Similar a lo que vimos pasado, ¿no? Como a blessing in disguise. Pero ya, si tu amigo se pierde su trabajo, puedes decirle, don't worry, every cloud has a silver lining.
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 To step up one's game. Lo usamos para decir, para mejorar de alguna manera, generalmente para que uno puede desempeñarse como los demás. Tan bien como los demás.
Step up your game, Scott.
Step up your game, Scott.
We need to step up our game.
Por ejemplo, y no solo es en el mundo de los deportes, más puede ser que ustedes están en el trabajo y tienen un amigo ahí que está fallando mucho, haciendo la mitad de trabajo de los demás. Puedes decirle, you need to step up your game. O I need to step up my game. Okay.
Step up your game, Scott. Step up your game, Scott.
We need to step up our game. We need to step up our game.
To be the tip of the iceberg. Set the tip, la puntita ahí del iceberg.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Ooh, that was just the tip of the iceberg.
Quiere decir que solo estás mirando lo que está arriba, solo estás mirando un pedacito del enorme cosa. Puede ser un problema, puede ser un sujeto. Yo acabo de leer un libro sobre la gramática de inglés, pero solo sé un poquitito. Yeah? I only know the tip. I've only seen the tip of the iceberg. Abajo el agua hay todo un mundo de un iceberg ahí. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
It's just the tip of the iceberg. It's just the tip of the iceberg.
Ooh, that was just the tip of the iceberg.
Ooh, that was just the tip of the iceberg.
To be like two peas in a pod.
We're like two peas in a pod. We're like two peas in a pod.
We're two peas in a pod, you and me. We're two peas in a pod, you and me.
Y de verdad no sé cómo decir peas, un vegetal, en inglés, pero two peas in a pod, te voy a mostrar una foto mejor, pero ser como dos guisantes en una vaina, o ser como dos gotas de agua, tener algo, ser muy similar, tan parecido al otro que casi parecen gemelos, ¿no? We're like two peas in a pod. We're like two peas in a pod.
We're like two peas in a pod. We're like two peas in a pod.
We're two peas in a pod, you and me. We're two peas in a pod, you and me.
Make up your mind, or make up one's mind. Literalmente, hacer arriba tu mente. ¿Qué crees que significa make up your mind? Un par de ejemplos.
Make up your own mind, Rico. Make up your own mind, Rico.
Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Make up your mind. Tiempo de decidir, ¿no? Haz la decisión ya. Make up your mind. Haz la decisión. Es tiempo para tomar la decisión. Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Make up your own mind, Rico. Make up your own mind,
Rico. Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Bored to death, a lo mejor puedes entenderlo nada más así, bored to death. ¿Qué quieres qué quiere decir? ¿Cuándo lo vas a usar? Bored to death.
I'll be bored to death. I'll be bored to death.
I'm bored to death, man. I'm bored to death, man.
Aburrido hasta la muerte. Literalmente, ¿qué quiere decir? Que no podría estar más aburrido de cómo me siento ahora mismo. I'm bored to death. Si quieres hacer tu inglés sonar un poco más natural, un poco más avanzado, en vez de decir I'm bored, estoy aburrido, I'm bored to death.
I'll be bored to death. I'll be bored to death.
I'm bored to death, man. I'm bored to death, man.
Couch potato, couch sofa, potato, patata, ¿qué crees que significa? Normalmente usado para describir a alguien, couch potato. Par de ejemplos.
Human being is called a couch potato.
Human being is called a couch potato.
Look, I know I wasn't marrying a couch potato. Look, I know I wasn't marrying a couch potato.
Couch potato usamos para describir a alguien. He's a couch potato. Él es muy flojo. Le gusta sentar y mirar la televisión todo el día. He's a couch potato. Are you a couch potato? Avísame abajo.
Human being is called a couch potato.
Human being is called a couch potato.
Look, I know I wasn't marrying a couch potato. Look, I know I wasn't marrying a couch potato.
Get your foot in the door. A poner tu pie en la puerta, literalmente, ¿qué crees que significa? Get your foot in the door.
Get your foot in the door.
Get your foot in the door.
And you can't get your foot in the door without us. And you can't get your foot in the door without us.
Get your foot in the door. Normalmente usamos para hablar de... Digamos, si tú quieres trabajar por una compañía muy grande, ¿no? Digamos, cualquiera, no sé. Pero no puedes entrar con una posición alta. Decimos, entra con cualquier posición, quizás limpiando el piso, to get your foot in the door. Para entrar, para que te conozcan, para que ven que trabajas muy bien y de ahí puedes ir avanzando. De verdad, no sé qué sería la traducción exacta en español. Avísame si sabes qué serías. ¿Qué dirías para decir get your foot in the door en español?
Get your foot in the door.
Get your foot in the door.
And you can't get your foot in the door without us. And you can't get your foot in the door without us.
To throw in the towel. Throw in the towel. Towel es toalla. ¿Qué crees que significa? Un par de ejemplos.
Maybe I should just throw in the towel.
Maybe I should just throw in the towel.
We are not going to throw in the towel. We are not going to throw in the towel.
To throw in the towel, tirar la toalla, rendirse, yeah? I'm throwing in the towel. I quit. Se acabó. I'm throwing in the towel.
Maybe I should just throw in the towel.
Maybe I should just throw in the towel.
We are not going to throw in the towel.
We are not going to throw in the towel. Jump to conclusions. Soltar a una conclusión. No me sale. ¿Qué crees que significa? Jump to conclusions.
We shouldn't jump to conclusion. We shouldn't jump to conclusion.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Don't jump to conclusions, que no sacas conclusiones precipitadas, que no llegas a una conclusión sin tener los detalles. Quizás tienes un detalle pequeño y dices, oh, ya sé lo que pasó. Pues no, porque te faltan muchos detalles, ¿ya? Don't jump to conclusions.
We shouldn't jump to conclusions. We shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Let's not jump to conclusions.
Rain or shine, lluvia o sol. ¿Cómo lo vas a usar? ¿Qué significa rain or shine?
And then we're gonna do 10 miles, rain or shine. And then we're gonna do 10 miles, rain or shine.
It's after school, rain or shine. It's after school, rain or shine.
Lleva o haga sol, pasa lo que pasa, vamos a hacer X cosa. Por ejemplo, we're open, rain or shine. Nosotros estamos abiertos, no importa qué está pasando. Puede ser literalmente con el clima o también en la vida. Nosotros vamos a estar aquí, no importa lo que está pasando, siempre estamos. We're open, rain or shine.
And then we're gonna do 10 miles, rain or shine. And then we're gonna do 10 miles, rain or shine.
It's after school, rain or shine. It's after school, rain or shine.
to know something inside and out. Inside and out. Know something inside and out. ¿Qué quiere decir?
I know the facility inside and out.
I know the facility inside and out.
See, you have to know your business inside and out.
See, you have to know your business inside and out.
I know this place inside and out. Yo sé como cada detalle de este lugar, lo conozco, he estado aquí por 20 años. Or he knows this place inside and out.
I know the facility inside and out.
I know the facility inside and out.
See, you have to know your business inside and out.
See, you have to know your business inside and out.
Keep an eye on something. ¿Qué quiere decir? To keep an eye on something.
Anna will keep an eye on you.
Anna will keep an eye on you.
Keep an eye on that telemetry.
Keep an eye on that telemetry.
Keep an eye on him. Que lo vigilan, ya que mantienen una vigilación sobre él, que hay que mirarlo. Keep an eye on her. Ya, keep an eye on, como mantiene un ojo en ella, literalmente. To keep an eye on someone o una situación. Ya, keep an eye on the numbers del proyecto de cualquier cosa. Keep an eye on the numbers.
Anna will keep an eye on you.
Anna will keep an eye on you.
Keep an eye on that telemetry.
Keep an eye on that telemetry.
Piece of cake. Piece of cake. Pedazo de pastel. ¿Qué crees que significa? ¿Cuándo le vas a usar? Piece of cake.
It's gonna be a piece of cake. It's gonna be a piece of cake.
This is nothing, piece of cake.
This is nothing, piece of cake.
Es pan comido, algo tan fácil. I can do that, it's a piece of cake. Yo lo puedo hacer, es pan comida. Muy fácil, piece of cake.
It's gonna be a piece of cake. It's gonna be a piece of cake.
This is nothing, piece of cake.
This is nothing, piece of cake.
Sooner or later. Sooner or later.
Sooner or later, they'll all be gone.
Sooner or later, they'll all be gone.
Everyone is cured sooner or later. Everyone is cured sooner or later.
Tarde o temprano. Eventualmente va a pasar. It'll happen sooner or later. Va a pasar tarde o temprano. Eventualmente va a pasar. Sooner or later. Dame tu ejemplo con sooner or later.
Sooner or later, they'll all be gone.
Sooner or later, they'll all be gone.
Everyone is cured sooner or later. Everyone is cured sooner or later.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it, no lo compro. Literalmente, I don't buy it. ¿Cómo lo vamos a usar?
It's delicious.
I don't buy it.
It's delicious.
I don't buy it.
I don't feel that way for you.
I don't buy it.
I don't feel that way for you.
I don't buy it.
No me lo creo. I don't buy it. Yeah. Ejemplo, I don't buy his story. No me lo creo. No creo su cuento, su historia ahí. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
It's delicious.
I don't buy it.
It's delicious.
I don't buy it.
I don't feel that way for you.
I don't buy it.
I don't feel that way for you.
I don't buy it.
Beats me. It beats me. ¿Qué quiere decir? It beats me.
Now what?
Beats me.
Now what?
Beats me.
What is that?
Beats me.
What is that?
Beats me.
No lo entiendo. No sé. Yeah. Hey, where is Johnny? Beats me. No sé. ¿Dónde está Johnny? Pues no sé. Ni idea, ¿no? Beats me. O, ¿entiendes esta situación? ¿Entiendes cómo armar eso? Beats me. No sé. Ni idea. Beats me.
Now what?
Beats me.
Now what?
Beats me.
Isaac.
Beats me.
Isaac.
Beats me.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah, you never know, do you?
Yeah, you never know, do you?
Never know unless you try. Never know unless you try.
Nunca sabes lo que va a pasar. Cosas que no son muy probables también pueden pasar. Quizás tienes un hijo y no crees que va a ganar un partido de cualquier cosa porque quizás no es lo mejor y están contra un equipo buenísimo y te preguntan, ¿crees que va a ganar? You never know. A lo mejor que no, pero sí. Quizás ahí hay una oportunidad, hay una posibilidad que gane.
Yeah, you never know, do you?
Yeah, you never know, do you?
Never know unless you try. Never know unless you try.
If you insist.
I'll do it if you insist, sir.
I'll do it if you insist, sir.
I owe them a great deal.
If you insist.
I owe them a great deal.
If you insist.
Si insistes tú, ok, lo acepto, lo hago. Es aceptar a alguien cuando la otra persona es como demandándolo, ¿ya? No, tenemos que hacerlo, dale, vamos a hacerlo. Ok, if you insist. No lo estoy haciendo de mi voluntad, pero lo estás demandando. Ok, if you insist.
I'll do it if you insist, sir.
I'll do it if you insist, sir.
I owe them a great deal.
If you insist.
I owe them a great deal.
If you insist.
Out of the blue. Afuera del azul, literalmente, out of the blue.
I'm sorry to drop in on you like this, out of the blue.
Mr. Cardinal has just arrived, out of the blue.
Inesperadamente, que salió de la nada. He called me out of the blue. No la había escuchado, no había hablado con él por años, pero me llamó de la nada. He called me out of the blue.
I'm sorry to drop in on you like this, out of the blue.
Mr. Cardinal has just arrived, out of the blue.
Mr. Cardinal has just arrived, out of the blue.
Speak of the devil. Habla del diablo. Literalmente, speak of the devil.
There he is. Speak of the devil.
There he is. Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil. Here he is.
Speak of the devil. Here he is.
Hablando del rey de Roma, ¿no? Cuando estás hablando sobre alguien, quizás yo y mi pareja estamos hablando de un amigo, y él de repente entra al cuarto. Oh, speak of the devil. Speak of the devil. Hablando del rey de Roma.
There he is. Speak of the devil.
There he is. Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil. Here he is.
Speak of the devil. Here he is.
Coming right up. Coming right up. Veniendo arriba pronto. Algo así. ¿Qué crees que significa? Coming right up.
It's coming right up. It's coming right up.
Vanilla ice cream on the side, coffee.
Coming right up.
Vanilla ice cream on the side, coffee.
Coming right up.
Lo vas a escuchar mucho en restaurantes cuando pides algo. Oye, dame un sándwich y... Can I have a sandwich and a Coke? Coming right up. Te lo voy a pasar inmediatamente. Ya lo estamos preparando ya. Coming right up.
It's coming right up.
It's coming right up.
Vanilla ice cream on the side, coffee.
Coming right up.
Vanilla ice cream on the side, coffee.
Coming right up.
Easier said than done. Easier said than done. Par de ejemplos.
Man, that's easier said than done. Man, that's easier said than done.
Finding a safe place is easier said than done.
Finding a safe place is easier said than done.
Es más fácil decir que hacer. Cuando alguien quizás tira ideas muy grandes, el año que viene voy a, no sé, crecer una compañía enormemente grande en 6 meses. Easier said than done. Es posible, pero mucho, mucho más fácil hablar sobre ello que hacerlo. Easier said than done.
Man, that's easier said than done.
Man, that's easier said than done.
Finding a safe place is easier said than done.
Finding a safe place is easier said than done.
Have the guts. Have the guts.
Do you really have the guts to take a bullet, Frank?
Do you really have the guts to take a bullet, Frank?
I didn't have the guts to say goodbye. I didn't have the guts.
Tener las agallas, literalmente. Yeah, I didn't have the guts to do it. No tenía las agallas de hacerlo al fin. I didn't have the guts. I didn't have the guts to tell her. No tenía las agallas, el coraje de decirle. I didn't have the guts.
Do you really have the guts to take a bullet, Frank?
Do you really have the guts to take a bullet, Frank?
I didn't have the guts to say goodbye. I didn't have the guts.
Now you're talking. Ahora tú estás hablando.
Let's go wild. Now you're talking. Let's go wild. Now you're talking.
I'll drive.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
I'll drive.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
Lo usamos cuando para mostrar que estamos de acuerdo sobre algo. Ah, tu amigo primero decía, ¿quieres ir al parque? Wanna go to the park? Nah, I don't wanna go. Wanna go to the movies or have a beer and go to the movies? Mejor, vamos a tomar una cerveza y después al cine. Now you're talking. Ahora sí, ahora lo quiero hacer, ahora me estás animando un poco. Now you're talking.
Let's go wild. Now you're talking. Let's go wild. Now you're talking.
I'll drive.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
I'll drive.
Oh, well, now you're talking.
Play it cool. To play it cool.
Look, if anyone starts messing with you, just play it cool. Look, if anyone starts messing with you, just play it cool.
Play it cool, man. She'll come around.
Play it cool, man.
She'll come around.
Play it cool, relájate, tómalo suave. Quizás tu amigo quiere ir a hablar con una señora y está muy nervioso. Hey, play it cool, tómalo suave, play it cool.
Look, if anyone starts messing with you, just play it cool. Look, if anyone starts messing with you, just play it cool.
Play it cool, man, she'll come around.
Play it cool, man, she'll come around.
Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. ¿Qué quiere decir go for it?
Finally, we just decided to go for it.
Finally, we just decided to go for it.
All right, go for it.
All right, go for it.
Ve por ello. Hazlo, inténtalo. Lo puedes hacer. Tu amigo quiere juntar a un equipo de fútbol y no ha jugado por mucho tiempo. Tiene miedo. Hey, go for it. Inténtalo, lo puedes hacer. Go for it. Go for it.
Finally, we just decided to go for it.
Finally, we just decided to go for it.
All right, go for it.
All right, go for it.
Good for nothing. Good for nothing. Good for nothing. ¿Qué quiere decir?
Stop whining, you little good for nothing. Stop whining, you little good for nothing.
You're a lazy, good for nothing. You're a lazy, good for nothing.
Una forma muy negativa, no lo quieres tirar por una razón chiquita, quiere decir inútil. Si lo estás describiendo una persona, inútil. También puedes usarlo para describir un sistema, un auto, cualquier cosa. Ah, this car is good for nothing. This motorbike's good for nothing, yeah? Oh, he's good for nothing. No sirve para nada, es inútil. Good for nothing.
Stop whining, you little good for nothing. Stop whining, you little good for nothing.
You're a lazy good for nothing. You're a lazy good for nothing.
Read between the lines. To read between the lines. ¿Qué quiere decir?
Once you've been here a while, you learn to read between the lines.
Once you've been here a while, you learn to read between the lines.
I got your note. I can read between the lines.
I got your note. I can read between the lines.
Leer entre líneas. Buscar el mensaje que no está ahí tan clara, el mensaje media oscura ahí, el mensaje bajo las palabras, ¿ya? You need to read between the lines.
Once you've been here a while, you learn to read between the lines.
Once you've been here a while, you learn to read between the lines.
I got your note. I can read between the lines.
I got your note. I can read between the lines.
To go with the flow. Go with the flow.
You open yourself up and go with the flow.
You open yourself up and go with the flow.
Tell me!
Can't you just relax and go with the flow?
Tell me!
Can't you just relax and go with the flow?
Go with the flow, seguir la corriente. Que no luchas contra todo, a veces hay que go with the flow. Que sigas la corriente ahí. No hay que luchar contra todo. Go with the flow.
You open yourself up and go with the flow.
You open yourself up and go with the flow.
Tell me!
Can't you just relax and go with the flow?
Tell me!
Can't you just relax and go with the flow?
Keep me in the loop. Loop es como esta. Keep me in. Keep me in the loop. ¿Qué quiere decir?
Just paying him to keep me in the loop on their cases. Just paying him to keep me in the loop on their cases.
Yeah, I still prefer to keep humans in the loop.
Manténme al tanto, ¿ya? Avísame. Avísame cómo está vando todo, cómo va todo. Keep me in the loop. Están trabajando sobre un proyecto y tu gente, tu compañeros de trabajo lo están haciendo más que tú, pero tú quieres saber lo que está pasando ahí. Hey, keep me in the loop. Keep me in the loop.
Just paying him to keep me in the loop on their cases.
Just paying him to keep me in the loop on their cases. Yeah, I still prefer to keep humans in the loop. Yeah, I still prefer to keep humans in the loop.
Down to earth. Down to earth, normalmente usado para describir una persona, down to earth.
She's very down to earth. She's very down to earth.
The friend of your man are very down to earth.
The friend of your man are very down to earth.
Alguien que tiene los pies sobre la tierra, alguien realista, alguien sensible, alguien buena, auténtica. She's down to earth. Que no tiene la cabeza en los nubes, soñando de cosas irreales. She's very down to earth. Tiene los pies sobre la tierra.
She's very down to earth. She's very down to earth.
The friend of your man are very down to earth.
The friend of your man are very down to earth.
Sure thing. Sure thing, ahí junto, sure thing.
Poke a sword.
Sure thing.
Poke a sword.
Sure thing.
Open that cell.
Sure thing.
Open that cell.
Sure thing.
Hey, can you help me? Oye, ¿me puedes ayudar? Sure thing. Dale, claro, seguro, vamos, lo hazlo. Sure thing. No hay ningún problema con eso, te ayudo. Sure thing.
Poke a sword.
Sure thing.
Poke a sword.
Sure thing.
Open that cell.
Sure thing.
Open that cell.
Sure thing.
Blow it. To blow it. To blow it. ¿Qué quiere decir? To blow it.
That was my one chance and I blew it.
That was my one chance and I blew it.
I know I had one shot and I blew it, alright?
I know I am one shot and I blew it, all right?
Arruinar o desperdiciar algo, yeah? Oh, she blew it. She blew it, yeah? I blew it. Okay. Arruiné algo. Estaba trabajando sobre algo, hice un par de errores grandes. I blew it.
That was my one chance and I blew it.
I know I had one shot and I blew it, alright?
I'm on it. ¿Qué quiere decir I'm on it?
Okay, I'm on it.
We may need reinforcements.
I'm on it.
Estoy en eso. Ya tu jefe te pregunta, oye, José, ¿me puedes ayudar con este proyecto? Tenemos que hacer X cosa. I'm on it. Yo me encargo de ello. Tranquilízate, yo lo hago. I'm on it.
We may need reinforcements.
I'm on it.
We may need reinforcements.
I'm on it.
I'm all ears.
Yeah, well, if you've got a better idea, I'm all ears.
The truth?
I'm all ears.
The truth?
I'm all ears.
Quiere decir que tú tienes toda mi atención, estoy listo para sentarme y escuchar lo que tú tienes que decir, ¿ya? Tú me llegas y me dices, Cody, te tengo que hablar, I have to talk to you, I have to tell you something. Okay, I'm all ears. Tú tienes mi atención, estoy aquí, soy todos oídos, listo para escucharte. I'm all ears.
Yeah, well, if you've got a better idea, I'm all ears.
The truth?
I'm all ears.
The truth?
I'm all ears.
Not a clue. ¿Qué quiere decir? Not a clue.
You don't know me?
Not a clue.
You don't know me?
Not a clue.
What's that about?
Not a clue.
Ni
idea. No tengo ninguna idea. Luis, do you know how to fix a carburetor? Yeah. Luis, ¿sabes cómo arreglar un carburetor? No sé cómo decir carburetor en español. Parte del auto que deja que entra aire y mezcla gasolina y todo eso. Not a clue. Ni idea. Not a clue. Ni idea cómo hacerlo. Not a clue.
You don't know me?
Not a clue.
You don't know me?
Not a clue.
What's that about?
Not a clue.
What's that about?
Not a clue.
You're out of line. You're out of line. ¿Quiere decir you're out of line?
Oh, I'm out of line? Yeah, you're out of line. Oh, I'm out of line? Yeah, you're out of line.
You're out of line. You're out of line.
Que tu comportamiento está ya no aceptable. Te pasaste de la raya. You're out of line. Hey, you're out of line. Quizás te hacen un comentario muy fuerte o muy personal. Hey, you're out of line. Estás diciéndoles, compórtate bien porque ya estás pasando algo aceptable, no voy a aceptar que me hables así. You're out of line.
Oh, I'm out of line? Yeah, you're out of line. Oh, I'm out of line? Yeah, you're out of line.
You're out of line. You're out of line.
Lucky you. ¿Qué quiere decir lucky you?
All right, well, lucky you. All right, well. Lucky you.
Qué suerte que tienes. Qué suerte que tienes. Tu amigo te dice, oh, acabo de ganar la lotería. Lucky you. Qué suerte que tienes, hombre. Lucky you.
All right, well. Lucky you. All right, well, lucky you.
Lucky you. Lucky you.
Give it a shot. Dale un tiro, literalmente. Give it a shot. ¿Qué quiere decir?
Just give it a shot.
Just give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot.
Hazlo, inténtalo. No pierdes nada en tratar. Give it a shot. De nuevo, tu amigo quiere juntar al equipo de fútbol o tu amigo quiere aprender inglés. Te dice, oye, ¿sabes qué? De verdad quiero aprender inglés, pero tengo miedo porque no he estudiado desde que tenía 15 años. Hey, give it a shot. No tienes nada por perder. Give it a shot.
Just give it a shot.
Just give it a shot.
Let's give it a shot. Let's give it a shot.
To get on someone's nerves. Get on someone's nerves.
Very starting to get on my nerves. Very starting to get on my nerves.
Try not to get on my nerves.
Oh yeah.
Try not to get on my nerves.
Oh yeah.
Irritar o molestar a alguien. Puedes decir, ah, she gets on my nerves. Me irrita, me molesta un poco, ¿ya? Las cosas que dice, cualquier cosa. She gets on my nerves. He gets on my nerves, etc.
Very starting to get on my nerves. Very starting to get on my nerves.
Try not to get on my nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Try not to get on my nerves.
Oh, yeah.
No way. No way. ¿Qué crees que dice? ¿Qué quiere decir? ¿Qué significa? No way.
No way is not available.
No way is not available.
No, no way. I wasn't thinking. No, no way. I wasn't thinking.
Puede tener un par de usos. Puedes usarlo para decir de ninguna manera. Hey, do you want to come scuba diving with us? No way. De ninguna manera no lo voy a hacer. También lo usamos para mostrar sorpresa que algo funcionó, algo sirve. Mira lo que hice acá con esa maquinita, lo que sea. Wow, no way. Como de sorpresa, no lo puedo creer. No way. Los dos ahí.
No way is not available.
No way is not available.
No, no way. I wasn't thinking. No, no way. I wasn't thinking.
Out of the blue. Out of the blue. Que sale del azul, literalmente, pero obviamente no significa eso. Out of the blue. Mira un par de ejemplos. Dime qué crees que significa.
Listen, I'm sorry to drop in on you out of the blue.
Listen, I'm sorry to drop in on you out of the blue.
Now, out of the blue, you'd start with the charity thing again.
Now, out of the blue, you'd start with the charity thing again.
Out of. Out of. Nota la vinculación ahí. Out of the blue es algo que pasa inesperadamente. Hey, he called me yesterday, out of the blue. Me llamó ayer de la nada, que no había escuchado noticias de él por 5 años, and he called me out of the blue, inesperadamente.
Listen, I'm sorry to drop in on you out of the blue.
Listen, I'm sorry to drop in on you out of the blue.
Now, out of the blue, you'd start with the charity thing again.
Now, out of the blue, you'd start with the charity thing again.
To have the guts. Have the guts. ¿Qué crees que significa? Mira un par de ejemplos. To have the guts.
And you didn't have the guts to do it. And you didn't have the guts to do it.
I didn't have the guts to say goodbye. I didn't have the guts.
Creo que la traducción sería a tener las agallas, ¿no? Tener el coraje de hacer algo. To have the guts. Un par de ejemplos más.
And you didn't have the guts to do it.
And you didn't have the guts to do it.
I didn't have the guts to say goodbye. I didn't have the guts to say goodbye.
Make up one's mind. Or make up your mind. Make up. Make up your mind. ¿Qué crees que significa? Par de clips.
Make up your own mind, Rico. Make up your own mind,
Rico. Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Obviamente la traducción literal no significa nada. Hacer arriba tu mente. Tienes que memorizarlo como un chunk nada más. Make up your mind. Toma la decisión. Es tiempo de decidir. Hey, do you want to come? ¿Quieres venir? I don't know. No sé. Make up your mind. Tienes que decidir ahora. Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Make up your own mind, Rico. Make up your own mind,
Rico. Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Read between the lines. Read between the lines. Par de ejemplos.
Once you've been here a while, you learn to read between the lines.
Once you've been here a while, you learn to read between the lines.
Well, sometimes my delegates try to read between the lines. Well, sometimes my delegates try to read between the lines.
Read between the lines, leer entre líneas, ¿no? Leer como buscando el mensaje quizás ahí un poco oscuro, no tan claro, ¿ya? Leer entre líneas, read between the lines. You have to read between the lines.
Once you've been here a while, you learn to read between the lines.
Once you've been here a while, you learn to read between the lines.
Well, sometimes my delegates try to read between the lines. Well, sometimes my delegates try to read between the lines.
Sleep on it. Sleep on it. Literalmente, duerme sobre ello. Sleep on it. ¿Qué crees que significa?
Can I fire him?
Sleep on it.
Can I fire him?
Sleep on it.
Well, just give it some thought, okay? Sleep on it.
Well, just give it some thought, okay? Sleep on it.
Consultar con la almohada, ¿ya? Duerma y piense bien antes de tomar la decisión. Quizás es una decisión grande. Tu familia está pensando en mudarse a Canadá. Y tienen la oportunidad ahí, pero tienen que decidir. Pero tu esposo dice, let's sleep on it. Vamos a dormir quizás un par de días y pensarlo bien. Sleep on it.
Can I fire him?
Sleep on it.
Can I fire him?
Sleep on it.
Well, just give it some thought, okay? Sleep on it.
Well, just give it some thought, okay? Sleep on it.
To go with the flow. To go with the flow. Par de ejemplos.
You open yourself up and go with the flow. You open yourself up and go with the flow.
Tell me.
Can't you just relax and go with the flow?
Tell me.
Can't you just relax and go with the flow?
To go with the flow, seguir la corriente. ¿Ya? Si todos están haciendo algo, quizás es más fácil to go with the flow. También a veces si una persona es muy difícil, si siempre están peleando por una razón, siempre están contra cualquier cosa, decimos, hey, go with the flow. Tómalo un poco más suave. Go with the flow. Sigue la corriente.
You open yourself up and go with the flow. You open yourself up and go with the flow.
Tell me.
Can't you just relax and go with the flow?
Tell me.
Can't you just relax and go with the flow?
Fair enough. Fair enough. Suficiente justo, la traducción literal, fair enough. Un par de ejemplos.
If I'm all you've got, why don't you meet me halfway? Is that fair enough? If I'm all you've got, why don't you meet me halfway? Is that fair enough?
That would be harassment. Fair enough. That would be harassment. Fair enough.
Fair enough usamos cuando dos personas ya están de acuerdo con algo o es una forma de decir, ok, entiendo. Por ejemplo, tu amigo tenía una fiesta de cumpleaños y no fuiste. Y te dice, oye, ¿por qué no viniste a mi fiesta? No estabas ahí, te estaba esperando. Puedes decirle, oh, I was very sick, estaba muy enfermo. Y va a decir, ah, fair enough. Ok, lo entiendo, estabas enfermo. Fair enough.
If I'm all you've got, why don't you meet me halfway? Is that fair enough? If I'm all you've got, why don't you meet me halfway? Is that fair enough?
That would be harassment. Fair enough. That would be harassment. Fair enough.
Down to earth. Down to earth. Ejemplo, she's very down to earth. Literalmente, ella es como abajo en la tierra. ¿Ya qué crees que significa? She's down to earth. Par de ejemplos.
She's very down to earth. She's very down to earth.
The friendlier your manner very down to earth. The friendlier your manner very down to earth.
See, alguien is very down to earth. Yeah, tienen los pies sobre la tierra, ¿no? No tienen la cabeza en las nubes, quizás. Lo usamos mucho para decir que alguien es muy auténtico, que son una persona real, que no tienen valores falsos, quizás no están enfocando en, no sé, tener un auto brillante, quizás quieren, son very, very down to earth, quizás tienen valores de la familia, de ayudar a la comunidad, es alguien que es muy down to earth, ¿ya?
She's very down to earth, she's very down to earth.
The friendlier manner very down to earth. The friendlier manner very down to earth.
I told you so. I told you so. ¿Qué crees que significa? I told you so. I told you so.
I'm sorry to say. I told you so. I'm sorry to say. I told you so.
Hey, Nothing there. I told you so. There you are. Nothing there. I told you so.
I told you so. Te lo dije. ¿Ya? Y cuidado acá, no lo quieres decir mucho porque molesta mucho porque estás diciendo a alguien. Ejemplo, yo te dije que este equipo iba a ganar el otro equipo y tú decías que no, que no, que no van a ganar. Al final, mi equipo gana y te digo, I told you so. Te lo dije que iban a ganar, ¿ya? Cuidado, porque molesta a la gente. Igual vas a escucharlo mucho. I told you so. ¿Nota la vinculación? Told you, told you. Muchas veces reduciendo el you a ya. I told you so, told you so.
I'm sorry to say. I told you so. I'm sorry to say. I told you so.
There you are. Nothing there. I told you so. There you are. Nothing there. I told you so.
To get on someone's nerves. To get on, como subir los nervios de alguien, literalmente. Pero ¿qué crees que significa? To get on someone's nerves.
Very starting to get on my nerves. Very starting to get on my nerves.
Try not to get on my nerve. Try not to get on my nerve.
Puedes decir he, she, they get on my nerves. Quiere decir que me molestan un poco. ¿Ya? Si estoy cerca a ellos, me molestan por su forma de ser, su energía, lo que sea. She gets on my nerves. He gets on my nerves. They get on my nerves. O puede ser no una persona, pero una cosa. Un político también, ya cualquier cosa puede get on your nerves, irritarte, molestarte un poco, to get on your nerves.
Very starting to get on my nerves, very starting to get on my nerves.
Try not to get on my nerve, try not to get on my nerve.
You bet, you bet. Tú apuestas, literalmente, pero no significa que tú apuestas, you bet. Par de ejemplos.
Coffee?
You bet.
Coffee?
You bet.
Coffee house?
You bet.
Coffee house?
You bet.
You bet es como claro que sí. Hey, can you help me move this weekend? Oye, ¿me puedes ayudar a mudar de casas este fin de semana? You bet. Claro que sí. Claro que te puedo ayudar. You bet.
Coffee?
You bet.
Coffee?
You bet.
Coffee house?
You bet.
Coffee house?
You bet.
To keep your fingers crossed. Avísame si significa lo mismo en español. No sé si ustedes lo usan o no. To keep your fingers crossed. ¿Qué quiere decir? Par de ejemplos.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed here. Are there any volunteers? I'm keeping my fingers crossed here. Are there any volunteers?
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed for you. Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed for you.
To keep your fingers crossed quiere decir que mantengas la esperanza que lo mejor opción de las dos o el mejor resultado va a salir, ¿ya? Tu hija, tu hijo está yendo, quiere ir a la universidad y hay una universidad que quiere ir mucho, puedes decir, hey, keep your fingers crossed, you can do it, ¿ya? Mantén tus dedos cruzados, mantén la esperanza que vas a llegar ahí. keep your fingers crossed.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed here. Are there any volunteers? I'm keeping my fingers crossed here. Are there any volunteers?
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed for you. Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed for you.
Speak of the devil. Hablando del diablo, literalmente, pero no significa eso. Speak of the devil. Par de ejemplos.
There he is. Speak of the devil. There he is. Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil. Here he is. Speak of the devil. Here he is.
Speak of the devil. ¿Qué quiere decir? Lo usamos cuando quizás yo y una persona más estamos hablando de, digamos, Joshua, no sé, y estamos, oye, ¿has visto a Joshua? Ah, papá, hablando algo de él, ojalá, algo bueno, y él entra por la puerta. Oye, acabo de llegar. Hey, speak of the devil. Hablando de la persona de que estábamos hablando, acaba de entrar al cuarto, ¿ya? Speak of the devil. There's Josh. Speak of the devil.
There he is. Speak of the devil. There he is. Speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil. Here he is. Speak of the devil. Here he is.
Cat, gato, got your tongue. Avísame si lo usan, no sé si lo usan también. Cat got your tongue, si el gato tiene tu lengua, si el gato comió tu lengua. Cat got your tongue.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
What's up? Cat got your tongue? What's up? Cat got your tongue?
Cat got your. Cat got your tongue. Usamos cuando preguntas a alguien, alguien algo. Quizás son una pregunta no tan fácil de contestar y se quedan ahí callados, no dicen nada. Hey, cat got your tongue? ¿Por qué no me estás contestando? ¿Ya? ¿Tienes algo ahí? También es una forma de decir, si tienes algo para esconder ahí, cat got your tongue, ¿huh? ¿Por qué no me contestas? Cat got your tongue.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
What's up? Cat got your tongue? What's up? Cat got your tongue?
Don't sweat it. Sweat it. Sweat, sudor. No lo sudes. ¿Ah? ¿Qué crees que significa no lo sudes? Don't sweat it. Un par de ejemplos.
Thanks again, JD.
Don't sweat it.
Thanks again, JD.
Don't sweat it.
Be cool, Jonathan. Don't sweat it. Be cool, Jonathan. Don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it. No te preocupes. Ya no pasa nada. No es una gran cosa. Déjalo ahí. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it.
Thanks again, JD.
Don't sweat it.
Thanks again, JD.
Don't sweat it.
Be cool, Jonathan. Don't sweat it. Be cool, Jonathan. Don't sweat it.
Out of this world. Normalmente hablando de algo en particular o una persona. Out of this world. The food here is out of this world. ¿Qué quiere decir? Fuera de este mundo, literalmente, pero ¿qué quiere decir? Out of this world. Par de ejemplos.
Wait until you see their spaceship. It's out of this world. Wait until you see their spaceship. It's out of this world.
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world. Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
Si algo está fuera de este mundo, quiere decir que no es nada normal, es increíblemente bien normalmente. No lo usamos casi jamás, no creo, en una forma negativa. Si algo es out of this world, es increíblemente bien. The food here is out of this world. La comida acá es riquísima. Es algo que jamás hayas probado antes. It's out of this world.
Wait until you see their spaceship. It's out of this world. Wait until you see their spaceship. It's out of this world.
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world. Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
Si no puedes comunicar en inglés, ¿cómo quisieras todavía Y quieres aprender todas las frases, todas las palabras que vas a tener que saber para sobrevivir en un lugar como Estados Unidos, Canadá, Australia. Fíjate en mi entrenamiento de Starter English. Ahí vas a tener todo lo que necesitas, más audio para entrenar tu oído. Si aprendiste cualquier cosa nueva, si llegaste al final, por favor, quiero saberlo en los comentarios. Mil gracias a todos que han venido a Patreon para apoyar este canal. Espero que estés muy bien. Hasta entonces, chao, chao.